King's Mill was wrong, absolutely wrong. King's Mill was unjustifiable, and King's Mill was sectarian, and it should never have happened. And I'm an Irish Republican, and there isn't a sectarian bone in my body.
That was Sinn Féin MP Barry McIlduff, who finally resigned under mounting pressure after posting a video on Twitter with a King's Mill loaf of bread on his head on the 42nd anniversary of the King's Mill massacre. The MP for West Tyrone originally was suspended for 3 months by Sinn Féin, but after the only survivor of the massacre, Alan Black, gave an interview to Pat Kenny last week on News Talk and subsequently to Miriam O'Callaghan yesterday, McIlduff resigned this morning. Well, Henry McKean is visiting the area of the Kingsmill massacre in South Armagh, where a minibus was stopped carrying textile workers by a Republican group. 11 Protestant men were shot at point-blank range. 10 died, the sole survivor being Alan Black, who was shot 18 times. Henry now joins us from the Kingsmill area. Henry, what are locals saying about Barry McIlduff's resignation?
Well, Ivan, feelings are still running high. I met a Protestant lady. She was a child at the time. Her dad was friends with some of the men who died. She didn't want to be identified. And you can hear the rain in the background, like how it rained back on the evening of January 5th, 1976. She talks about Alan Black and the fake British Army checkpoint.
It was horrific what he went through, and for anybody to do what Barry McIlduff did was not acceptable, and I think he did the right thing.
And your memories going back to that time, what was it like living through the Troubles?
I actually remember when that happened, how it affected my own dad, because he knew some of the men.
He knew them.
He knew some of the
guys that were gunned
down.
And
I remember the effect on my own father. I remember it very clearly. It was horrific.
What was the effect on him?
He suffered from quite a lot of depression afterwards.
They were his friends?
Yeah. Even Alan Black was one of his friends. Yeah, he knew Alan Black quite well.
And for the Protestant community, these were hard-working men, textile workers.
Yeah, one of them was only 19, only a young boy, when it was happening. He was calling out for his mum.
He was shouting,
yeah,
mummy.
And yet somebody still could shoot him, even though he was crying for his mum, and that really hit me, because I have a boy around that age. So to kill a boy of 19 who's crying for his mum is just... I don't know how they did it. With the influx of foreigners, it might help break the thing down a bit and make people question what their original problems were, because when you've got others coming in, with the introduction of others, then there's more others. But it's still there. It still remains, to me, it still remains just the same.
Yeah, it's amazing. Something that happened, was it back in the 70s? A Protestant lady there remembering Robert Chambers, a 19-year-old apprentice who cried out for his mum but was still gunned down. Henry, you also met a retired law enforcement officer at the time.
Yes, I met this retired law enforcement officer. He didn't want to be identified. Most people I met this evening didn't want to be identified, even though, as you said, this is going back to 1976, 42 years ago. But there's still a little bit of fear. He takes a different view because there was a lot of tit-for-tat killings at the time.
Brian McIlduff was a well-known clown. Does that make sense? No, he's a university educated and all that, but he left university with a degree and immediately started working for Sinn Féin. But he was always, when I say a clown, he's
a bit of a joker.
He thought that sort of thing was funny. But he's not an idiot, he's a very able fella, but has idiot tendencies.
But you don't think he should have resigned?
Oh, I do, and I'll tell you why. The name of the loaf was King's Mill. And if you take King's Mill on its own, it was a dreadful, unspeakable incident.
Well, the big picture was that there was about 130 innocent Catholics murdered by a combination of loyalist people like the UVF and so forth. And they were totally indiscriminate, and the Catholics that they murdered, none of them had anything to do with the Troubles or politics or anything of that nature. So the King's Mill incident happened, and it was a dreadful thing, but it put an end to the shootings. And that's what I mean by the big picture, and it's not to excuse anybody. Violence is wrong in all circumstances.
Okay, a retired law officer there with quite a balanced retrospective view in South Armagh near the site of the King's Mill massacre. Just to be clear, Henry, He hasn't resigned as an MP, he's just resigned as a member of Sinn Féin. What are friends of the Kingsmill family saying about the resignation?
Well, Ivan, it was a dirty war and it's a dirty peace, but they are pleased that he spoke there. You played the clip, he has resigned, and they don't forget. Memories are flooding back to that time, January 5th, 1976.
My memories are very clear. My relatives might have been on that minibus, only she was sick.
She was sick, otherwise she would have taken that bus.
She would have been on that bus.
On that Ford Transit.
Yeah, and I think it's right that he should resign, because every time anybody sees Kingsmill's loaves, they remember that. It's the first thing that comes into your head. So, I mean, both sides of the community out there were absolutely shattered.
And did you feel shattered?
I was very, very sad. I knew quite a lot of those people, you know.
I knew one of the men who got away. He was a lovely person.
So
he still is a lovely man. Well, I knew his brother, Jerry. It was Alan Black. And I knew his brother, Jerry, because Jerry played music and I sang. You know, so that's how I got to know Alan, basically. But I knew Alan's wife as well.
Was he right to resign? Was Barry McAdough
right
to resign today?
Yes, he was. Of course he was. Yes, absolutely. It was atrocious for anybody who wasn't one-sided or who were impartial. It was terrible. It was around the Miami before that. We had that tragedy. And it was a really terrible time. We were talking about it the other night, thinking, we used to come out and party and everything, even though bombs were going off and everything. I don't even know how we did that in those days.
You just got on with it.
I was much younger. It would be a slur on them, and it would be a slur on the people who died. You know, those men were just working.
They were just workers, textile workers.
Pure workers that weren't doing anybody any harm.
Henry, for those of us who'd never been to Kingsmill, whereabouts exactly is it?
So it's not far from Newry, which would be very popular with Republic of Ireland people for shopping. Just outside, about 3 or 4 kilometres outside, a sort of country road, now a little bit more urban. Just quite a normal road with fields.
And would you describe
out of the ordinary.
Would you describe it as a Catholic area, Protestant area, or mixed area?
Well, this is the thing. Obviously, we have peace now, so we've got nationalities from all over the world living up here. But it would be mixed. It would be Catholic and Protestant living together. And back then, they did live side by side.
And do people of different backgrounds then have different approaches to this?
Well, they do. I mean, we heard a few people talking there with different approaches, because there was tit for tat on both sides, and there were massacres in advance of Kingsmill. So really mixed views from the Catholics and the Protestants about Kingsmill.
That's not something you would forget.
I just know that that was a horrible thing to do to anybody. His resignation may have been inspired by an interview that was given by this only survivor of the atrocity. Alan Black yesterday morning with Danny Kennedy.
Come on,
gave a very moving interview.
I think it's a disgrace. After 42 years bringing all this up again, we're trying to move on.
And you're trying to move on?
Yeah, we're all trying to move on. We don't need to hear this.
And has Northern Ireland moved on, or is it under the surface?
Nobody wanted any more killings. I didn't, certainly didn't anyway.
About this fellow putting a loaf of bread on his head, I don't understand it at all. A big thing out of nothing.
You don't think it's a big deal?
No big deal. The Lord have mercy upon the dead, and hopefully better times are ahead, peaceful times are ahead for Ulster, for Ireland, and I hope the troubles are just bygone days.
Just wrong, you know, it's just totally wrong, you know.
Terrible thing to have happened, but then there were a lot of terrible things that happened.
So there was tit-for-tat killings going on?
At that time. It was very hard living through it and bringing children up to it, but anybody going to their work would be mowed down, sort of thing.
And was Barry McAdough right to resign today?
I wasn't in his mind. Talking about the Kingsmill massacre, that I even...
You didn't get it?
No,
you didn't
Didn't register at all. I just thought it was somebody larking about.
Okay, Henry McKean there reporting for us in South Armagh. Thank you very much indeed for that report. Local reaction there in Kingsmill, the site of the massacre, after West Tyrone MP for Sinn Féin, Barry McElduff, resigned after posting a video of a loaf of Kingsmill bread.